Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Welcome to the After Show for Godfriended Me, Season 1, Episode 13, Miracle on 123rd Street. What in the 76 friend requests? We've got some heat on 123rd Street. Allie's in the building and Rakesh is moving on up. Plus, we have our special segment, God Speaks. So stick around to the end. Let's do this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, we do.
Come on.
Where are you from?
You sexy thing.
This is the perfect song for this show. Yes. We love this. Well, we believe in miracles, obviously, here at the After Show for Godfriend and Me. So welcome and thank you for joining us. This was such a great episode, Miracle on 123rd. So we're going to talk about everything going on 123rd Street. We're going to talk about Allie relocating temporarily. And Rakesh moving on up. Plus, we have our special segment, God Speaks, where we find things that spoke to us during the week through social media, kind of the way the God account speaks to Miles and his friends. And then we have some fan shout-outs, so make sure to stick to the end. But why don't we dive right on into this party? I'm your host, Jamie Alexander, and I couldn't do it without my girls.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina Wahab. Happy New Year. So glad to be back.
Same. I'm so happy to be back with my girls. I'm your other host, Rochelle Pollard.
Yes, so glad to have you guys back. And friend Sully is likely not going to be with us for the rest of the season, so we miss her. Shout out.
We miss you.
Yes, so, and thank you for, you know, everything you've contributed thus far. So why don't we dive right into this episode, which was probably the first episode in a while where we actually did not have to shed tears and get tissues and speak to each other about, you know, healing and what, you know, so on and so forth. So what do we think about the episode as a whole?
Yeah, this is the only episode that I haven't cried.
I know.
I'm actually kind of liking that, though.
Yeah.
It was, like, a nice way to start off the new year with, like, new episodes. I liked it. I kept assuming that when there were 76 friend requests, it would be, like, a burning building or, like, some sort of, like, transportation train wreck thing. But, yeah, it was interesting to see them, like, kind of, like, unintentionally bring up the topic of gentrification, which I think is a really important topic to talk about.
That was good stuff. Rakesh just had me nervous. He was having the word vomiting to the max, but I'm happy for his promotion. So that's the only thing that had me on guard. And Miles and Author had me feeling some type of way, like I need me a man or something. They was cute.
They are so cute. I love that. There was a lot of tenderness.
Yes,
in this
those
episode.
Two, Miles and Author. So far, the episode was really good.
Yeah, a lot of sweetness, a lot of tenderness, and Rakesh was a ham, so I really enjoyed. He gave us our comic relief of this episode. He's just a ham. That's
and
funny.
Stress.
Yes. So let's jump right in and talk about these 76 friend requests. We did. We thought it was like a bus or a building of a sort, and it didn't end up being a building. Mm-hmm. 123rd Street is in trouble. 76 tenants, and we have, you know, William there, and then was it Hector and Denise, the dad and the sister walking in like, you know, on this happy community.
Yes.
And, you know, things start to change and shift. So what do we think about that story with the 76 friend requests and the scenario they were under? Let's break it down with the gentrification.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Like, we're both kind of talking about how, like, this whole topic of gentrification is, like, this new thing that a lot of us as millennials are thinking about, even though it's been happening for a while. And, like, sometimes people are like, oh, what's wrong with gentrification? You have, like, a building that's, like, old, whatever, and you're replacing it with this luxury hotel, that's a good thing. Like, that's great. And it's like, well, no, because you're displacing a lot of people. Typically, it ends up being a lot of people of color who are replaced, and it ends up being, like, kind of a stripping away of culture and a way to create, like, more, like big business and making a place commercial when it used to be a place of culture and, like, a place that was thriving and just upping the amount of money so that it's no longer affordable. So you're pushing people out of communities that they've lived in forever.
Yeah.
And you're kind of making the area, like, in a sense, more white. You're whitewashing it. In a
sense. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I cannot argue with that, you know?
So, yeah, it might be more appealing, like, if you're an investor and you're like, oh, wow, like, a lot of people are going to be spending big bucks now. But it is a way to wipe out culture, and it is a really, like, unfair power dynamic. I feel like there needs to be some sort of law put in place that kind of prevents that, wow, or like helps people relocate when something like that happens. Right. I think it's very unfair because where does everyone go then?
Yeah.
Well, and some stuff I think should be left untouched. So I'm glad that this building happened to fall under that type of a situation. But mm-hmm. I agree, there should be something in place. How do you feel about it? Because I know you're from New York. You're from the East Coast, right?
What?
No, you're not. Okay,
because I feel like LA, you know, Western, okay, Vermont, Slauson, okay, Normandy. I'm from South Central LA and Belize. But yes, just piggybacking off of everything that, yeah, Mina just said, I thought that was really important. I'm so happy that they did push that forward because, mm-hmm, yeah, like you said, it is great. It's going to profit and it's going to make the city look great because it's a luxury coming there. But you are breaking families. I actually talked about this with my mother last week. I'm like, man, like, you know, when we're rich and wealthier and all that good stuff, I want to be able to go back to the hood and be able to go back to those same liquor stores and be able to go back to those mom and pop stores. But the way life is moving,
wow,
you know, you can't have that. And then what can I take my children to go see? You know, mm-hmm, I want them, exactly, to see that for themselves, not this awesome luxury place. I mean, I guess if you have it, but to me, I want the history.
Yeah.
Excuse me, for my children.
And the rich culture, like, yeah, which is more important than just,
yeah, like, hood is not always bad. Hood is good for me. Like,
not great.
You know, so yeah. I thought that was really important, and that is something Mina and I were talking about while we were watching the episode. So mm-hmm. it kind of pushed that agenda without us even kind of knowing. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I like the way they did it because they put some heart behind it. Like, let's actually look at the tenants. This is not just some situation where, like you said, oh, that's nice. They're tearing something old down and building up a new hotel. Awesome. That's going to be pretty and fun. Mm-hmm. That's all we think about and see. Yeah. But this gave us a chance to see the old lady who lost her husband, the, you know, brother who's estranged from the father because he doesn't, you know, do, yeah, this, and he's a playwright, and the kids in the building. Yeah. Like, we're seeing people and personalities,
family
now, faces,
mm-hmm,
you know, so I really, like, that's very powerful, and, you know, God Friended Me is so good for doing that.
Oh, yeah, they love pulling out some heartstrings.
Yeah, absolutely. Making us face, you know, real things in a real way.
Yeah.
During this real time. Like, come this on, is some somebody. 2019 stuff right
the
here.
The only stuff that wasn't real was, like, where the hell is Miles when he has a job to go to? Like, does he
we
just take off, like, the entire day and go door to door? Like, and it's, like, so creepy being like, we just really care, you know? That's why we're here. Like, it's just, like, very unrealistic.
Yeah.
I'm not being cynical. It's just unrealistic for someone to be, yeah, like, this is so important to us. This random stranger.
Right. Right. Yeah. Got a lot of sick time that I didn't feel.
Honestly, because the moment when they said that they sold it, I would have been like, wow, we tried. God bless. Yeah. Next friend request.
Hey.
God bless. Y'all keep on the faith.
Glad I have you on my team.
Oh, I do. You do. But I'm a realist as well. Since we talk about being real. But, yeah. You know,
you're not going to take off an entire day off. We're going door to door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, that was great. And I really loved how... Well, let's talk about the lighthouse, but before we jump in that, Mina, I know there was something that you wanted to share with the people.
Oh, yes. There was something I wanted to share. I was like, oh, do I have a deep, dark secret?
Yeah. No, that's
I
for later.
I actually do, so listen up. This is the deep, dark secret. Mm. So our network actually produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, not just God Friended Me. We have everything from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. And there is no other network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. So we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So just hit that subscribe button. I'm going to give you like 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Hit it, yes, right there. Right there. And check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air next week on Sunday. For now, thanks so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you. And thank you guys for sticking around. And please continue to stay with us so you can listen to our special segment, God Speaks, and also stick around for our fan shout-outs. But I did want to talk about this little red lighthouse. I thought that was adorable, especially the way they unfolded it, the way, you know, while standing there. And it seems like something so insignificant that became the through line and solution for this whole thing. Absolutely. Did you guys like the lighthouse inclusion? Like,
no.
Because I know you were like, this little thing I would have never thought.
Only reason why it's so predictable, but it wouldn't have been predictable for me and the homies. Like, if the God Friend of Me account sent me to that lighthouse, I would be like, all right. Y'all got some drink or something? Like, we gonna chill up here. I wouldn't be like, oh, so the reason behind that they sent this here is because it's the solution to make the house, because it's a historic figure and you cannot break it down. No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have got that from me, but maybe that's why I don't have the God for me. That's not me. But what did you think about the lighthouse?
I was just like, is this supposed to be, is she gonna jump off the lighthouse? Like, what's gonna
happen?
Really? No, I'm kidding.
I was like, wow, is that like, what you got from
and
your...
the plot thickens.
Right.
Like, the plot gets darker and darker and darker. No, I didn't know what was gonna happen, and I was like, okay, this is obviously some sort of like cheesy moment, and she's gonna like look out into the ocean and be like, I love you, Miles.
Oh, right.
I've always loved
her
you.
And Miles in this Kara situation.
You are team them, right?
What's that?
You're team Miles and Kara, right?
I mean, I was honestly team Naya.
Okay, cool.
And Miles,
cool.
But yeah.
Yeah, I definitely. I hope they bring her back into the picture. But I like the reference of the lighthouse because, again, it shows how all the team members are important, and it shows how extensive the God account is going. Mm. Like, that's really random to know the details of her understand. Oh my God, that was my favorite book I read with my dad. Like,
really?
That right. is, you know, and then to have the through line and underlying story and just being able to spit it out and then having somebody from the outside tie it in. So they really came up with a solution here. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
And even though this wasn't the tearjerker we're used to, it was still like, okay, guys.
Yeah.
It was cute. Y'all are doing it.
I thought there's like weird like lawyer legal loopholes where it's like, actually.
And now we have some information. So maybe.
Section 5-4A-26B states that in the event. When the building is a historical building, you cannot sell it, whatever.
Yeah, because I didn't know that. And we also, I mean, I used to sell real estate, but I didn't even think of or remember. But the co-op situation, even that coming up, it was pretty educational.
It was.
Being able to look, okay, like, this would be an option if this was happening to my apartment complex or my grandmother's or whatever. Like, let me think about it. Let me ask questions. Who's the seller? Who's the buyer?
I never knew that a co-op means that you actually, like, basically get a partial ownership of the corporation that owns the building. Which is different from having ownership of the actual building.
Exactly.
It's really odd to me to have it work out that way. It almost feels like you're getting, like... You're a shareholder in the company.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough about it to know why that would prevent you from having to move, or would you be able to rent or lease the space out? Like, it just gets deep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of learning. Maybe I'll go home and Google that. Okay.
We know, actually, don't short yourself, say yourself short, because she Googled it while we was watching, so she taught us while we were watching. So shout out to her.
Yay!
So always learning.
Little learning.
God friended me.
So that's good. Now let's jump to our second subject and talk about Allie. So this is kind of the first time we've got sister in her own little trouble here. So she's always there for everyone else.
Yeah.
So what do we think about her and her situation? Were you able to catch on right away that... she was having a problem with D? Or did you think her apartment was getting fumigated?
I feel like everyone is breaking up. Like, I don't know. Like, everyone's getting rid of winter weight. Like,
I know. I was like, is this, like, new year?
Like, new year, new me. Just in time to be single on Valentine's Day. Like,
the typical.
A little bit, but welcome. A little bit, but it was a lot. A lot. You know, like, it was a little bit, it was a little bit, welcome, it was a little bit, no, it's a little bit, it's not like he has to, welcome, he has to pay for a place to have a party, welcome, he just invited all of their friends that they, welcome, together, and it's a restaurant, they just haven't, randoms in there. You know what I'm saying, but that's so much, it's the little things that count.
But I was thinking, I'm like, no, she emulated that just right.
Then, like, Kara, say something. Dang.
But may I say, her fashion, like, it's whoever amazing. Styles Kara
oh, that
on
golden
the show,
coat.
She has the best it's fashion like out of anyone on the show. She had, like, an orange coat, and then she had, like, a black leather jacket with like some striped black and white shirt. She always looks so good. I'm always looking at her and I'm like, oh my God, I need to dress like this.
Right.
Same. But no, just getting back to that with the book and everything with Kara, mm-hmm. he's really, they're teaching me about relationships, honestly. Like, that, I think that's true.
I like
starting
that.
Off with the friendship. And I feel like their foundation is going to be incredible whenever they get together. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was really sweet. And he's very thoughtful. Like, him doing the surprise birthday last week. Mm-hmm. And even though it was a little bit, but it was a lot. You know, like, it was a little bit. No, it's a little because it's not like he has to pay for a place to have a party. And he just invited all of their friends that they accumulated together. Mm-hmm. And it's a restaurant. They just have a bunch of randoms in there. You know what I'm saying? But that's so much. It's the little things that count. And having his mom there. I mean, her mom there. So he's really thoughtful. Like,
do you think it's worse in terms of, like, if they ever get together now, he knows her first love. He knows, like, her relationship history. She knows that he had the thing with Naya. Is it worse that they kind of, like, already know all this stuff about each other?
That's incredible.
You think it's better for them?
Yes, because you know who to one-up on. He knows everything. No, seriously, because Eli is the... Eli was her past, right? That's his name? Okay, mm-hmm. So he know all the things he put her through and all that good stuff. So he knows how to better her. Because mm-hmm. that's one of their first conversations with the whole Rose thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And same for her with DJ. Well, he doesn't really talk to her about his mm-hmm. relationships with her. So right. She really doesn't know much. But I think them knowing their history knows how to pave the way to make their relationship mm-hmm. better. Like, exactly. They have an amazing foundation.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's very full. It's very rich and layered.
It's a great friendship.
Yeah.
They have something together that can't nobody touch, not even DJ girl.
I'm playing that little violin. I want to know why it didn't work out. Like, I really do want to know.
And you know what? I think Kara's going to ask at some point.
I think it has to do with her. Didn't she have cancer or something?
I thought at one point, she recovered.
I almost feel like it's going to be something, like, depressing where she had it and she didn't want to put Miles through it, so she's like, oh.
No, I don't think it's like that. I mean, that's your prediction, but I genuinely feel that if I was around a guy and he had a best friend and he's doing little things like throwing her surprise and I see the way Kara's looking at him.
Mm-hmm. That was me last week. I was like, I don't know if I would be able to. I don't know, like, what's she looking at him like that for?
Yeah, I would be like, hey, what? What are we doing, y'all? We taking a group picture? Cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
At all. I gotta let you know.
What you mean, you throwing her surprises? Sarah. I don't know if that's something that I could do.
Yeah, I need all my men to not have no girl friend.
That was hard. But she was very wise. Just back to the last episode, she was very wise for stepping back and did it in a very mature way.
Absolutely.
It's just like, and it is, it's like, well, I can get in, I see that. I can get in between that. I'm not going to start telling you what you need to do.
Yeah.
I want you here. But, you know.
The door's open when you're ready to let me in.
If you want
to. Because she asked. Mm-hmm. She said, like, can I come with you to the guy friend? And he just, it's just this. And then Carver's there. Just.
Yeah.
Every time. She's there in your real life. She's there at the mm-hmm. guy friend. Mm-hmm. Like, she's there everything. If it's anything with church, she there. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I don't need to be here.
Well.
Period.
I mean, we're just seeing a lot of. I agree. He is very thoughtful. And I hope some of you men are taking notes at home. Look, everybody, I can hear a soft smile. Like, we're like,
yeah.
Do better.
You're going to be someone like
2019.
Yeah, 2019. Thank
Buy
you.
Me the lollipop I wanted when I was 5.
Right.
Little
Favorite
things.
Books, you know, all of that. That was very thoughtful.
Little things. That book probably cost $4.99 on Amazon that he got for her.
And she's in love. She was smitten over it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's not so much the price. It's like the amount of effort things. And the action and the thought.
Yeah. The little things
like,
go a long
never,
way.
Like, I feel like guys are like, oh, like, I got to get her something fancy. It's like, no, get me something all this. Sentimental.
Just that she's thought Listen, about it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, like, sentimental and sweet things, how cute was it when Little Miss Lady came to church? I forgot her name. God bless her. But Arthur Kleiner's girlfriend, the music shop owner. I'm sorry.
I can't remember either.
Yeah, but that was really sweet. I don't know why she needed to think about it in the first place. That was the only thing that threw
that
me off.
No, you do need to think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you were saying that. Well, what are you...
I mean, I'm someone who go to church myself, mm-hmm. And I love my church, one church, but it's a very...
progressive...
Yeah, you know, like, it's my generation now. It's a lot of guys who I've talked to and stuff like that they like Baptist church, you know what I'm saying? And they like that different type. Even my mom is just like, this is a cute church for you, but for me, you know.
But not, side note, though, one church be hitting and on point beyond.
Okay.
Stop. Did you get the word this morning?
I did.
That was
perspective. Thank you, Pastor Tori. But just getting back to it, it's just basically, yes, I think that is important because if my man... That's huge. I don't want to go to your church or maybe I do have to go. That's a compromise. I need to pray on that. Like, I really need to pray on that because
religion is not, though.
Who church?
But I'm just saying, I mean, when it comes to God, religion, any of that, that's important. You know, mm-hmm. that's not something I'm just going to say yes or no to. And I wouldn't want somebody to do the same for me. Right. Mm-hmm. I want you to pray on it. I want you to think. I want you to consider it. I mean, I do know for sure I want you. But, right. you know, that's very serious to you. I'm not going to play with your religion. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to play with your church. I'm not going to be in the back sleep. You know, that's a lot to consider. You right. can't just come up in there wearing whatever you want to wear or moving the way you want to move. You represent me. He's a right. pastor. So I do think that is something that she has to think through. But I thought that was amazing. But it had me thinking about myself, like, dang, like, mm-hmm. when, you know, do I ask him to come with me to church or this? That's just, because that's a part of your life. I mean, you want right. your man to be a part of every part of your life, I mm-hmm. think. Do you?
Yeah, I would say so, because what about the conversations that you guys have? Wouldn't it be based on the things that you love?
But do you want him in everything?
No, I think there needs to be some separation.
I don't think the separation would be like, church, though.
I think there needs to be something where you have something for yourself. I can't well, stand sure, it but when, like couples do every single
like,
thing
Like, dang,
together.
Give her a break.
Yeah. No, seriously, though. Yeah. I think it's too much.
You lose yourself.
I think, yeah. like, AfterBuzz would be a perfect example of something yeah. I have on my own. But not
her,
like,
her man is right here on the couch looking at it.
Okay, hey, Bill.
It'd be funny if she put the camera right. there.
I know. I was like, who that?
Oh, my God.
No, but yeah, I mean, yeah. That's it's interesting because beginning of the season when we talked about that, we did have this conversation before saying talking about we want our guy to believe and stuff like that. But yeah. now when we're talking about it, it's just like, do we want him at the church?
I would. Absolutely.
Well, it's so personal.
Exactly. I mean, if my entire through line of every single thing I do is related to God. That's like, that's yeah. why Nia and Miles didn't work out. It's like the God account is just yeah. as much as his spiritual feeling yeah. and purpose and everything wow. as anything.
Bring so it back, girl.
Yeah, to be separate from that, there's no way for them to intertwine in this full and wow. whole way because she's not part of the part that feeds his spirit.
Really
I
want
to have a conversation. For him to go home with Kara and be like, I can't believe we did all this. And then, like, that is deep.
But what if you have different interests? Like, what if your guy is, like, someone who's really into business and finance and
ooh, and
whatever.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
but... And then, like, I'm not interested in that, but I'm into, like, entertainment and hosting. It's like, what if you have totally separate interests, but your souls still connect?
Yeah, but for me, well, just but back God, to being church, God's you. Through all of that. God is through business. God is through entertainment. God is through... If you can't speak that language, because like you said, one church, and I go there too, and there's certain language that we have.
Yeah.
Like, if I was just like, child. Yeah, like, we know, that's Sarah, you know, yeah. so there's just a language, and if I can't share that with my man, how are we getting to those different layers and levels of our relationship, especially with something as deep as that?
But just to add on to that too, I have someone who's really close to me, and she brought someone to that church, uh-huh. and they're no longer, you know, a thing, and now it's very annoying when she's there.
Because she keeps bringing a new guy every time. No.
But it's just like, he's there all the time now. Like, since she brought him into there, mm-hmm. that's his home church now. But now it's uncomfortable for her. No, think about it. When you go through a breakup, regardless if it's church or not, when you have to see that dude all the time, mm-hmm. now where you used to release, that's a whole little hiccup. You could be mature. You may be more mature, but I know that would be hard for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like somebody yeah. who I was in love with and all this good stuff, and we had a thing, and now that I'm going to church to heal and cry it out and get myself back whole again, he's next to me, or I could see him and he's looking. It's like,
yeah. I mean, I agree, and I think that would be a very hard thing, but I also think when hard things are put in our way, it's an opportunity to overcome it. It's like, I'm not going to church for you. I'm going to church for the connection, the relationship,
see?
You know, with everybody God. And that's just... And not to say it wouldn't be hard for me to... But knowing the truth and having to work through those yeah. things, yeah. you just got to... I'm sorry. Like, I'm glad that I brought you and you're still coming. Please let that man get his word. Because mm-hmm. we need as many men getting the word as possible.
That's true, too.
So we just going to let that go. Bruh, I'm glad you're here. You know what I
yeah.
mean? And I feel like they do a lot of that on the show. A lot of forgiveness and overcoming.
Absolutely.
And having to be in a space to change themselves mm-hmm. for the situation.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, well, that's fine. We could do that. So... Why don't we jump into our special segment? Is everybody ready for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
God Speaks. So God Speaks is where we look at our social media and we find ways that God speaks to us and inspires us through that. So let me see. I have mine. I was inspired by this earlier this week. It says, Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you want to become.
Ooh.
And that's a quote by James Clear.
So you just gonna check me on a Sunday.
And that's what, when it, exactly.
Wow.
This is why, this is how God was speaking to me. So I was like, oh, if every act, every action, because I've been feeling, this is a new year. I want to get in my discipline, my focus. I want to get in this new rhythm and, you know, get in an alignment with literally what I'm supposed to be doing, getting closer to God, all these things. So if my mind is changed and where I'm headed is up leveled, like my daily actions have to start to align towards that new and fresh destination. So I've been thinking a lot about that stuff. So if I think about every action for the person I want to become, I think, I believe that's how I'm gonna actually get there. So I was like, look at God just speaking to me through James Clear's
quote. I love that.
Yeah,
so it that makes me reconsider my thoughty ways.
Yeah, with the big Kool-Aid smile.
Just reconsider, baby. Just reconsider.
Wink to camera.
How did God speak to you through social media?
So I just want to like repost what Renee Larson said at I Am Renee J. How good it is and how pleasant it is when people come together in unity. Great things can happen. Hashtag God friended me. And I agree with that. I feel like it's usually in times of tragedy, like, you know, like when 9/11 happened and everyone starts coming together as a nation, or like when disaster strikes and it's like Hurricane Katrina, and then you just see like Americans come together and donate clothing and food and all these things to the victims of Hurricane Katrina. So I think like even though we sometimes complain about how our nation is and how divided Americans are and how divided America is when you think about, you know, Democrats versus Republicans and blue versus red and like pro-life versus pro-choice and everything, like I feel like the way we phrase things, we put such clear divisions between people when things are so much more nuanced than that. But at the core of it, I think what's so great about America is like whenever there is a tragedy here at home, so many Americans come together and like help out and help the cause, whatever it is. They always come together, and I think it's such a beautiful thing. So, yeah, power of, like, unity and...
Yeah, which we always see reflected in the show, too. None of this, none of these friend requests are getting solved solely.
Yep.
And it wouldn't even be fun to watch, number one, but everybody has brought something so special to the table.
Absolutely.
So I love that. Unity. U-N-I-T-Y.
Hey, Latifah.
Yes, I love that.
For me, across my timeline, I've seen just about six words: focus on the outcome, not on the obstacle. And that's just a
that is good.
I like that.
It's simple but so good,
right? I like that. I like everything short and sweet. But the new year, one of my resolutions is just to get back in a certain weight size that I like, and working out 3-4 times a week. Sometimes I'm like, you know, like while I'm doing it, I'm like, I want to just give up. But then I think about summertime and being in my pum-pum shirts.
Yes.
It's just like, you know what? The outcome is going to be great. We'll be able to kill them on the ground. So that's my thought.
That's kind of similar to mine. It's the same thing that our every action is going to, like, who do you want to become? So the actions you're taking now by working out, who you want to become? You want to become that little hottie in your poom poom shorts
this
summer.
Come on, somebody.
Like, that's what's happening.
That is. Can
Love
you see it.
It
already?
Yeah.
6 days in.
Well, congratulations. Good job. And thanks, you guys, for listening. So we have a few fan shout outs because we love the feedback that we see on Twitter, and we love the God Friended Me account because you're always retweeting and giving us the best little gifts and everything, and the God Friended Me writers. We love it. So we want to give a shout out to some of the fans who just love it. So here's Pat, like, OMG. How can they continue to make every episode even better? Loving the love. So I'm sure everyone at God Friended Me is hype about that. Like, look at the feedback you're getting from your fans. And Terrell Thompson says, have been having a marathon of hashtag God Friended Me on CBS. Seriously great show. And we love that.
Wow. Can you imagine if we just joined this show and we watched it from episode one to this one night? I probably would be crying.
Yeah. Because you'll see, I think if you binge watch it, you'll see how connected everything
so
is.
So good.
And oh my God, like, it's just the protagonist, the lead actor. You know how I feel. Like,
yeah,
I just,
you know him.
Miles.
I can't with Miles. Miles is everything.
Miles for all of us.
Miles is everything. Like, he's just, he's the best, so.
You want to take a little sip?
Yeah.
I'm putting it out into
right, the right,
yeah,
right.
universe. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I love, like, his personality is perfection. Like, it we is. Need more Miles's in the universe.
We do.
Miles, plural.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and I would have to, yeah. I love that people are binge-watching and just getting into the show because you can see even in the little comments, and that's why we share your fan shout-outs, that yeah. people are really appreciating and being changed by that. And isn't that what media is about? Being mm-hmm. changed by the stuff that you're seeing in a positive way. So yeah. this is the perfect time for this, and social media is included, so everybody's understanding on that level. So yeah.
I love how excited the Twitterverse is with everything. Like,
so
it's
pumped.
It's the best. Like, what show gets all this feedback mm-hmm. where it's almost like, oh my god, this all melted positive. My heart.
Yeah.
It's, the story's so beautiful. Like, even when it's cheesy, it's still beautiful.
Right.
But we need those type of shows.
We
you know?
Do.
I'm so tired of just...
Violence, yeah, killing.
You know? So much yeah. violence. And then, yeah, everything is so strong and, like, fighting and
relax.
Tension. This is great. It's such a good show.
Absolutely.
Well, we're so happy to be a part of the after show for God, Friend, and Me. This is such an amazing journey and thing. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm not forgetting. Oh, predictions. I knew I was forgetting something. What do we think is going to happen next time?
Ooh,
let's get into the predictions.
Predictions.
So why don't we start with you, Rochelle? What do you think is going to happen next episode?
I think nothing. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Rakesh, he got promoted, so is Simon going to be a little bit more on him? I don't know. The relationship, I'm over-predicting them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe dad, and author, and girlfriend go to the farm.
Mm.
I have no idea. This show is always is predictable, but not predictable. So I really have.
I
no
think
prediction.
She already feels shut down so much. So I don't know if it's gonna happen. He's gonna have to do some grand gesture, being like, "I love you. I appreciate you."
Who?
The pastor. I feel like he's not. I don't.
Wait, who?
I don't even think he loves her already yet. Wait.
I feel like it's already at that point, and he just hasn't verbalized it.
I think
because
they old, you rushing them.
Yeah.
No. Y'all ain't got no time. Come on.
Do you love her or not?
I know. I mean,
day two.
I almost feel like you should know by now. Like, come on. It's not day two. It's not
Mina.
Day two.
Week two.
This is, yeah, week two.
Let them, they just go into a little Vegas trip right now.
I think they had like one day. And that was like.
And then the next one, she's over the house eating and takeout.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You are allowed your prediction.
Yeah. I don't know.
You are allowed.
He needs to do something to show her like how special she is to him. More than
kinda
just inviting
though,
her to the church.
She has been doing the most.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like she's the one, like, she's the woman and she's doing everything. It
yeah.
feels like she's inviting him, she's initiating, she's
yeah.
making plans, she's telling him about playing the saxophone, she's encouraging
yeah.
him. What's he doing?
Okay.
Like, what is he
yeah.
doing?
So we want to see Arthur Finer
yeah.
step into his...
Yes, be a little bit more dominant. Like, come
Ooh.
On.
Ooh. Okay.
Be like your son.
Okay.
Miles is buying books.
Miles is, like, the least dominant person. It drives me crazy, but I love him. But he's
but he
so...
makes moves.
Mina, you're going
no.
in today.
No. Like, he's very sweet. He's perfect, but, like, he needs to, like... He needs to push it with Kara because she's never going to say anything. Like, if he doesn't.
He just
make...
broke up with Nia.
Like, today.
And she asked him about
that's
him.
True,
he was like,
true.
I'm all right.
I forgot about that.
Girl, you loved me in like 2 seconds
I know,
ago.
I
you
really
loved
do.
Her.
But, like, this has been going on for too long and it's driving me insane. I want some sort of conclusion.
I think it's the week in between that just makes it feel like, okay, what are we
up?
Doing? It's been 7 days.
Yeah.
What do you
I mean, God created with? The entire universe in that amount of time. What did they do?
Well, how about that?
They helped 76 people today.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not too bad.
Can we give 76
How many people,
people
did you help today,
Dina? however many people watch this podcast or
oh,
listen to this
hello.
Podcast.
What do you predict?
I would like to see Jaya come in and maybe they celebrate Rakesh's, you know, promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to see Jaya come actually visit and what happens with them? I would like to see
Priya.
What... I do. I think Priya, something with Priya is going to come back and again, something tied to Rakesh. And I kind of want to see what little projects they have him doing or is one of the friend requests going to be somebody new on his team or I wouldn't mind getting a little bit more into Rakesh world.
I'm really feeling Rakesh. I want to see more of him.
Yeah. So let's do that.
Let's bring him back.
Rakesh.
I think
so,
the promotion turned us on.
Rakesh about to get that bread. He knows coding and everything.
Yes,
so.
My man knows coding. I know MySpace coding though.
Oh yeah, see, we was coded back
very
in the day.
Useful. Very useful.
I'm like, baby, I'll help you.
Yeah.
He likes sandwiches.
Yes. So those are some of the things that I want to see. But the rest, who knows? We don't know what's going to happen, but we're on the edge of our seats waiting to find out. So we'll see you on Twitter. Please comment below if there's anything you want to share, if there's any opinions. Have some fun with us. Join the discussion. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Jamie Alexander, and you can find me on Instagram at Jamie Alexander.
Hey everyone, I'm Mina Wahab, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mina Makes Magic.
And I am your last host, Rochelle. You guys can definitely find me at Roach Baby on Instagram. That's R-O-A-C-H-B-A-Y-B-E-E. And thank you, Laura, for always hooking my hair up.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.